Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, the ingredients for life have been discovered in samples a NASA probe returned from an asteroid. Second, NASA astronaut Suni Williams sets a new record on a 5.5-hour spacewalk outside the International Space Station. Third, Indian Air Force officer Shubhanshu Shukla is set to pilot a mission to the space station, marking a journey for 1.4 billion people. Fourth, SpaceX and VAST are calling for ideas for science experiments on their Dragon spacecraft and Haven 1. Fifth, Malaysia's space ambitions aim to take off with Sabah's bid to become a rocket launch site. Sixth, former President Trump pledged to send astronauts to Mars, but the challenge remains significant. And finally, Seth outlines the major astronomical events to watch for in 2025. In today's research segment, we're diving into a groundbreaking discovery that could reshape our understanding of life's origins. Scientists analyzing samples from the asteroid Bennu, returned to Earth by NASA's OSIRIS-REx mission, have uncovered a surprising abundance of life's basic ingredients. These samples are rich in carbon, nitrogen, and ammonia, featuring over 30 kinds of amino acids and the 5 nucleobases found in RNA and DNA. Bennu, a near-Earth asteroid approximately 500 meters in diameter, is a loosely bound collection of boulders, gravel, and dust, barely held together by its own gravity. Its surface is darker than coal, hinting at its rich organic material content. Dante Loretta, the planetary scientist who led the OSIRIS-REx mission, explains that Bennu likely formed from fragments of a larger world that existed over a billion years ago in the outer solar system, where conditions allowed for the accretion of ammonia, carbon dioxide, and methane as ice. One of the most exciting findings is the presence of ammonia, which, along with nitrogen-15 enrichment, suggests these molecules formed in the cold environments of a molecular cloud or protoplanetary disk. The discovery of salt-rich minerals, like sodium phosphates and carbonates, indicates that Bennu once hosted a salty body of water, potentially a lake or ocean, which eventually evaporated. In addition to amino acids, the samples revealed both left-handed and right-handed amino acids, a significant detail since terrestrial life uses only left-handed ones. This suggests that the asymmetry of life on Earth might not have originated from asteroids. Furthermore, the presence of phosphorus, a crucial element in many biomolecules, adds to the potential for life. Queenie Chan, a planetary scientist, notes the unique value of these uncontaminated samples, which offer unprecedented confidence in their extraterrestrial origin. The implications of this discovery extend beyond Earth, as these life-building compounds might have been delivered to other bodies in the solar system, such as Venus, Mars, and the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, offering potential for life elsewhere. In an impressive feat of perseverance and skill, NASA astronaut Sunita Suni Williams has set a new record during a 5.5-hour spacewalk outside the International Space Station. Alongside fellow astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore, Williams successfully removed a faulty radio communications unit, a task that had thwarted previous attempts. The spacewalk, which began at 7:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, was part of the station's Expedition 72 crew activities. Williams and Wilmore launched together on Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. Their primary mission was to remove the radio frequency group, a crucial component of the station's primary command and data antenna assembly. This task had been attempted unsuccessfully in April 2023 and again in October 2023, due to a stubborn latching bolt that refused to release. Williams rode the Canadarm2 robotic arm to reach the S-band antenna on the starboard side of the station's backbone truss, where Wilmore was already stationed. After several different approaches and a bit of brute force, the astronauts managed to free the unit, with Williams exclaiming, "There it goes! It's free!" Despite running out of time for all planned tasks, the astronauts efficiently moved the radio frequency group back into the Quest airlock for return to Earth. This marked a significant achievement, as it will allow for the unit's refurbishment. Meanwhile, Wilmore took the opportunity to swab the outside of the airlock for potential microbial life, a study NASA is conducting for the first time. During this spacewalk, Williams surpassed the record for the most time spent in the vacuum of space by a woman, previously held by former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson. Williams has now logged 62 hours and 6 minutes in extravehicular activities, ranking her fourth worldwide among all spacewalkers by time spent outside the spacecraft. This successful spacewalk marks the 274th extravehicular activity in support of the International Space Station's maintenance and upgrades since 1998. While Williams and Wilmore's efforts are celebrated, the work to maintain and upgrade the station continues, with future spacewalks already in planning stages. In a significant milestone for India's space program, Indian Air Force officer Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla is set to become the second Indian in 40 years to travel to space. Shukla will pilot the Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station, a collaborative effort involving NASA, SpaceX, and Axiom Space. Shukla, a distinguished fighter pilot, expressed his excitement at an online press conference, highlighting that his journey represents the aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians. He stated that he hopes his mission will inspire a new generation of Indians to pursue space exploration. The Axiom 4 mission, expected to launch no earlier than spring of 2025, will see Shukla and three other astronauts spending 14 days on the International Space Station. During this time, they will conduct scientific experiments and participate in outreach events. Shukla's mission is particularly significant as it precedes India's own Gaganyaan mission, tentatively slated for 2026. It serves as a crucial learning experience that could inform future Indian human spaceflight endeavors. The crew for this mission includes astronauts from Poland, Hungary, and the United States. Shukla revealed that he has been in regular contact with Rakesh Sharma, the first Indian to travel to space, seeking guidance and mentorship for his upcoming journey. Training for the mission has been extensive, with sessions at the European Space Agency in Germany and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency in Japan. The astronauts have been preparing for emergency procedures and research activities they will perform aboard the International Space Station. Shukla also shared his personal goal of capturing his experiences in space through photos and videos, intending to share these with people in India. He emphasizes that while he is the one physically traveling to space, the mission is a shared journey for all Indians. In an exciting collaboration, SpaceX and Vast Space are inviting the scientific community to propose research experiments for the upcoming launch of the Haven 1 space station. Scheduled to reach low Earth orbit in August, this single-module station will be carried by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, followed by a SpaceX Crew Dragon ferrying astronauts to inhabit the station temporarily. This initiative marks a significant step as Haven 1 is poised to become the first commercial space station and research platform in orbit, offering a new venue for space research as the International Space Station nears its retirement around 2030. SpaceX and Vast are seeking high-impact research proposals that leverage both the Dragon spacecraft and Haven 1 to advance human habitation and exploration in space. The call for proposals is focused on two primary categories: biological and physiological experiments to study the effects of microgravity on the human body, and research payloads that can be executed autonomously or with crew facilitation. These experiments aim to build on the legacy of research from the International Space Station, addressing critical challenges of space exploration and potentially benefiting life on Earth. Vast Space's Chief Executive Officer, Max Hayat, emphasized the importance of this collaboration with the scientific community. He stated that by enabling pioneering research, they hope to overcome significant health and scientific challenges in space exploration. Vast has designed Haven 1 to be modular, with plans to expand into a larger floating laboratory, and is already working on Haven 2, aiming to meet NASA's commercial low Earth orbit destination contract standards by 2026. While several companies, including Northrop Grumman, Axiom Space, NanoRacks, and Sierra Space, are also developing their own space stations, NASA requires at least one of these commercial outposts to be operational before the International Space Station is decommissioned. This push for commercial space stations highlights the growing demand for orbital research platforms. Proposals for research aboard the Dragon spacecraft and Haven 1 are being accepted until March 15th. Although SpaceX and VAST will not provide direct funding for these projects, the selected experiments will benefit from access to the orbital lab, crew time, and insights into hardware designs for spaceflight, all at no cost. This opportunity underscores the potential for transformative research in space, paving the way for future advancements. Malaysia is setting its sights on becoming Southeast Asia's leading hub for satellite assembly and space launches, with the state of Sabah at the forefront of this ambitious endeavor. The success of this project hinges on cultivating a skilled workforce of aerospace and rocket engineers, a move that experts believe could attract major players like SpaceX, led by Elon Musk. Last week, the Sabah state government revealed the commencement of a one-year feasibility study aimed at transforming the state into a significant industrial hub for the space sector. Originally proposed in 2023, this initiative saw the signing of a memorandum of understanding with Ukraine's Yuzhnoye State Design Office, known for its expertise in space rocket technology, and local firm Sovereign Sengalang, to assess Sabah's viability as a regional space launch site. Sabah's geographical advantages are noteworthy, boasting an extensive 1,500-kilometer shoreline and a position near the equator, which are ideal conditions for rocket launches and recovery operations. Sabah's Chief Minister, Hajiji Noor, has expressed optimism about the project's potential, highlighting projections of generating 200 million ringgit, or approximately US$45.5 million, in annual revenue from space launches. This could also lead to the creation of 5,000 new jobs and spur the growth of hundreds of companies in sectors like construction, electronics, and logistics. The distance between Earth and Mars is not constant, as both planets travel in elliptical orbits around the Sun. This distance can vary significantly, from approximately 35 million miles at their closest approach to about 250 million miles at their farthest. This variation presents a challenge for launching missions to Mars, as spacecraft must be timed to reach the planet when it is properly aligned with Earth. To conserve fuel and ensure a successful journey, spacecraft are launched not toward Mars's current position, but rather to where Mars will be in the future, typically 7 or more months later. This strategic planning is crucial, as Earth and Mars come into alignment for optimal launch windows only once every 26 months, adding a significant time constraint to any mission planning. During former President Trump's tenure, he pledged to send astronauts to Mars. However, there are only two potential launch windows within his presidency, one in late 2026 and another in late 2028. SpaceX's Starship is currently the only vehicle with the potential to be ready for an uncrewed mission to Mars by 2026. Elon Musk, the visionary behind SpaceX, aims to send multiple Starship vehicles to Mars in 2026 to attempt landings on the Red Planet. If these uncrewed missions prove successful, the earliest hypothetical timeline for sending astronauts to Mars would be in late 2028, just before the end of Trump's presidency. Although Starship has successfully re-entered Earth's atmosphere during test flights, it has yet to demonstrate several critical capabilities. These include carrying astronauts, landing on another celestial body, launching from another world without a launch pad, and safely returning to Earth from Mars. The human element adds another layer of complexity to Mars missions. A report by the National Academy of Medicine highlights that humans are the most intricate component in designing long-duration space missions. Sending astronauts to Mars would necessitate significant advancements in life support systems, spacesuits, medical and psychological care, and other essential areas such as food, nutrition, hygiene, and bioethics. These advancements are crucial to maintaining astronaut health and well-being during more than 2 years of isolation without real-time communication with Earth. In our Sky Events segment today, we're turning our gaze to the cosmos with Seth's detailed guide to 2025's major astronomical events. This year promises a celestial spectacle that will captivate stargazers and astronomers alike, with a series of remarkable occurrences that are not to be missed. The year kicks off with a total lunar eclipse on March 14th, visible from most of North America, South America, and parts of Europe. This blood moon will see the moon bathed in a reddish hue as it passes through Earth's shadow, offering a breathtaking view for those in the path of totality. Next up, mark your calendars for April 8th, when a total solar eclipse will sweep across parts of the United States, providing a rare opportunity to witness the moon completely covering the sun. This path of totality will stretch from Texas to Maine, drawing enthusiasts from around the world. In the summer months, the Perseid meteor shower will peak on August 12th and 13th. Known for its bright meteors and high activity rates, the Perseids promise a dazzling display, especially under the dark skies away from city lights. As we move into the fall, a partial lunar eclipse on October 8th will be visible from Europe, Africa, and parts of Asia. Though not a full eclipse, it will still provide an impressive view of the moon partially veiled by Earth's shadow. Finally, on December 4th, a conjunction of Venus and Jupiter will light up the evening sky. These two bright planets will appear exceptionally close together, creating a stunning visual spectacle that will be visible to the naked eye. With such a rich array of celestial events, 2025 is set to be an exciting year for sky watchers. Whether you're a seasoned astronomer or a curious onlooker, these events provide a perfect opportunity to connect with the universe and marvel at its wonders. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.